We bring you The Witch's Tale, written and produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. And now let us join old Nancy and Satan, her wise black cat.
Hannah and 11 year old I be today. Yes, sir. Hannah and 11 year old. Now, if you folks will just douse out them light, Satan and me'll spin the finish of that cheerful little yarn we started last time. That's right, Satan. We told how them young newlyweds from America went to England and rented a house, which everyone says is haunted. But they wouldn't believe in such a thing as a haunted house, even when they learned 7 murders had been committed there, including a particular pleasant killing by a fella named Strahan, who cut his wife up with a knife. No, sir, our newlyweds didn't believe in haunted houses until on the first night they spent in the place, some funny things began to happen. Now draw up to the fire and gaze into them embers. Gaze into them deep while we tell you the rest about Honeymoon Cottage. Honeymoon Cottage!
Oh, gee, darling. I wouldn't have told you about that whispering sound I heard if I'd known it was going to upset you so.
I'm not upset, Gilbert. I wanted to come back downstairs because, well, I'm just not tired and I don't want to go to bed.
You're so tired you can scarcely see. You were afraid to stay up there after I told you of that voice.
You said it whispered one word. Kill.
Oh, it didn't whisper anything. I imagined it. I must have. You didn't hear a voice, and you were standing right beside
me. Yes, standing by the door to that room where Strahan killed his wife.
Dear, you can't believe in such incredible things as ghosts. That the dead can return to harm the living. Oh, it's ridiculous. Dr. Thomas started our nerves going with his crazy insistence that we leave this house and the creepy tales he told about it. That's what's the matter with us tonight. Just nerves and imagination.
I suppose so, but Gilbert, it wasn't only the whisper you heard that made me want to come back downstairs. I felt something.
What do you mean?
I wasn't going to tell you, but when we went in our bedroom after you heard that whisper, it seemed as though something passed me.
Passed you?
Yes. I didn't see anything. It was though a chilly breeze were blowing by me. But it wasn't a draught. It was something with invisible shape and substance. Something that made my flesh tingle. It passed me and went into the wall beyond. Oh, I know how silly it sounds, but I didn't imagine it. It was something real.
Oh, Donna, dear. I don't believe a bit in all this foolishness, but you and I are going to leave this house.
You can't break our lease. We can't afford to lose a whole year's rent.
I can't consider money where your health and nerves are concerned.
But that money means so much to us. Oh, there must be a natural explanation for the things we've heard and felt. No, we won't be frightened away from here like a pair of timid children.
You really want to stick it out?
Of course we'll stick it out. Let's go back upstairs and go to bed. Nothing has happened here that really should alarm us.
Oh, of course not. Evelyn.
What?
That whisper again.
Whisper?
Yes. Saying one word as it did before. Something that sounds like knife.
Knife?
Yes. Can't you hear it?
I don't hear a thing.
Oh, that settles it. I'm certainly not going to let anything start me going that we both can't hear or feel.
Oh!
Evelyn!
That face! In the window!
Good Lord, I saw it too! It's gone now.
It was all yellow. Waxen. The face of a dead man.
I think someone is trying to make us the victim of a poor sort of practical joke.
Where are you going?
Out to find the corpse who looks in windows.
No. Don't go in there.
You bet I'm going. Evelyn. Someone, for some reason, is trying to frighten us away from this house. That's the natural explanation of all this. I'm going to find out who it is and why. There goes the peeping Tom with the yellow face. You stay where you are, dear.
Oh, no, Gilbert. Don't go after him. Oh, I'm afraid.
Stay where you are,
Evelyn.
Now, you. You. I see you in those bushes. Come out of there, whoever you are. Come out and explain your motive for peering in my window.
I came to beg that you leave that house forever.
Ah, you did, eh? You, like Dr. Thomas, are trying to frighten me away.
I have come a long way to warn you of the harm that lies there. Beware of whispers.
Whispers? What did you know?
I know too well. Don't listen to whispers. Don't obey whispers. Leave Honeymoon Cottage before the full of the moon.
Come out here in the light where I can see you. Come on, let me look at you. What? What's that blue mark around your throat?
A mark you too may bear if you do not heed my warning.
What?
It was left by the hangman's noose.
So, what are you?
Once I was called George Strahan.
Strahan? No. No, I won't believe it.
Beware of whispers and the full of the moon.
No. Evelyn! He's gone. Faded away before my eyes.
You!
Evelyn!
What happened?
I talked to the dead man. I talked with a dead man! With a dead man!
Don't wake him if you can avoid it, Dr. Thomas. You didn't want me to bring you here, but I had to see you and to have you see him.
You say he slept like this ever since that shock he received in the garden?
Almost continually. And that was a week ago. And when he is awake, he acts so strangely. As though he were listening for something all the time.
Yet you say he denies he hears those whispers any longer.
Yes, and he refuses to tell me what he saw in the garden that night, except that he talked with a dead man. We were going to leave this house immediately, but he was so ill I wouldn't permit it. Now I can't persuade him to leave. He says he must wait till the full of the moon.
The full of the moon, the time when madness reaches its zenith. Mrs. Wallace, will you let me stay in this house tonight without letting him know?
Will you stay?
I'll not leave you until you go away from this accursed house. But whatever you do, you must not lock your bedroom door tonight.
Anything you say.
Wake him quick. Let's go out quietly. He mustn't know I'm here.
No. You've come to get him again. You, the whisperer. How beautiful your voice sounds to me.
Yes. I'm here again to tell you how wonderful it is to kill. To kill with a knife.
Yes. Wonderful.
To knife.
Yes. I will kill her with a knife.
Tonight. What about the bedroom door?
Bedroom door.
darling. Don't stand there at the window any longer.
The moon is as full tonight. So white. So full.
You look so strangely, so intent, as though you were listening to something I can't hear. Please come over here to me. Don't you love me any longer?
Love?
You say that as though you didn't know what love means.
Tonight.
Gilbert! Gilbert!
Tonight. Now. Tonight.
Oh! I can't stand this any longer. There's a presence in this terrible house that I can't see. Something has stolen the man I'm married and left another in his place. Oh, Gilbert, we must leave this place tonight. Now!
Yes, tonight.
Yes, and I, now.
Gilbert, you look mad.
Lock the door.
Lock the door.
Gilbert, don't. Give me that key.
Blood.
Put it on you in your hand.
The knife.
Gilbert.
To kill.
Gilbert, get away.
To kill.
Help.
Knife.
Help.
Knife.
Help. Help. With that knife. You don't know what you're doing.
No.
Help.
Kill. Drop that knife. I stopped it, Mrs. Wallace. Are you all right?
He didn't hurt me.
Thank God I dropped you with his chair.
Oh, what made him try to kill me?
I don't know yet. Good Lord. Look.
A woman.
She's going through that wall.
Well, you were right. There is a secret room hidden in that wall.
Yes. Where we saw that woman disappear.
And this is the spot I felt that chill I told you of.
In a moment I have an opening large enough just to crawl through. I think at last we're going to learn the ghostly secret of this house.
Won't you please tell me what happened? I can't remember anything except an awful dream of a knife and... Evelyn, I dreamt I tried to kill you.
Oh, dear. You yourself again. It's all right now.
But was I dreaming? The furniture is all knocked about in here and... My head hurts as though someone had hit me.
No one will ever have to hit you again, my boy. At least not for the same reason. Ah, we'll get through now. Now bring that candle. It's too dark inside to see without it.
I have it. Oh, the dust in here. Oh!
Delicate!
The woman.
In the dress the shadow figure wore.
Cider is a rough, rusted knife.
And a piece of parchment.
It's a letter.
What does it say?
This skeleton was Lady Wilder.
Lady,
what? Yes, the bride for whom Honeymoon Cottage was built. And the parchment is written, walled in this secret chamber, I die by my own hand. May the hate I bear the race of men live on. And by the vengeance from which my husband died, may all who live within these walls be victims. The curse carried beyond the world of death.
I don't understand.
I was told you that her husband was beheaded for the murder of his mistress. He installed a woman in this house, in the very presence of his young wife. According to old documents I have read, there was a suspicion at the time that Lady Wilder killed her rival in such a manner that the blame fell on her husband. This parchment seems to prove that theory.
It was she who pervaded this house with the germs of murder. Her spirit who tempted men to kill.
I think so.
But how?
I don't know. Nature is full of mysteries to which we have no clue.
I know now I wasn't dreaming of the thing I tried to do. Oh, Adam.
It's all right now, dear. It's over. And the curse of Honeymoon Cottage has no power to harm us anymore.
And that's our yarn of Honeymoon Cottage. It's torn down now. And the bones of Lady Wilder has been laid in a proper grave, while they can't do no more harm. But she still makes a nice bedtime story, eh, Satan?